This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
We severely degraded Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We never gave up the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and we got him. That was a decade ago.
A defiant U.S. President Joe Biden addressed the world yesterday amid intense skepticism about his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan.
Our mission in Afghanistan was never supposed to have been nation building. It was never supposed to be creating a unified, centralized democracy. Our own interest in Afghanistan remains today what it has always been, preventing a terrorist attack on America's homeland.
The president called the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching as he spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Shabia Mantu is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
Since the beginning of the year, more than 550,000 Afghans have been internally displaced as a result of conflict and insecurity. While civilians have so far fled only sporadically in fewer numbers to countries neighboring Afghanistan, the situation continues to evolve rapidly.
Evacuation flights resumed today at Kabul's International Airport after a chaotic day in which thousands of people gathered there as diplomats and civilians tried to leave Afghanistan.
As we carry out this departure, we have made it clear to the Taliban. They attack our personnel or disrupt our operation. The U.S. presence will be swift and the response will be swift and forceful.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This